This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds on Sunday over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on ABC's This Week news show on Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin disagreed on how much new aid the national government should approve to supplement state employment and unemployment benefits. 4 months of extra national benefits expired on Friday. Pelosi said this is about keeping people out of poverty. She called the weekly $600 of federal assistance for unemployed workers essential. Mnuchin said some people were being paid more to stay home than to work, and said the continuing benefits should be tied to some percentage of wages. Pelosi and other Democrats want to extend the payments through the end of 2020. The White House and some Republicans want to cut the aid payments by two-thirds while working on a plan to pay workers 70% of their former earnings. Democrats and Republicans remain far apart on the size of an overall coronavirus assistance package. Democrats are calling for $3 trillion in new spending, and Republicans want to limit it to $1 trillion. Reuters is reporting that attackers suspected to be members of the Islamist group Boko Haram have killed at least 13 people and wounded 8 others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon on Sunday. That's according to a local official and a security source. The unidentified assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp for displaced people in the commune of Mozogo near the Nigerian border in the far north region. Boko Haram has been fighting for a decade to carve out an Islamic caliphate based in Nigeria. The violence has cost the lives of 30,000 people and spilled over into the neighboring countries. From Washington, this is VOA News.